When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Hey, we're the Looters.
Hey, what's up?
Looters is a sci-fi western actual play podcast using the Stars Without Number system.
We're a group of friends getting into trouble all over the universe.
So come with us if you're into adventure.
A rocket flies out of one of these ships far behind you and crashes into the wall and blows up.
There's rockets?
It's Mario Kart.
Crazy.
Intrigue.
Can I hack into the body and maybe see if they have like a memory data bank in their brain or some shit like that I can access?
That'll
literally.
Devastating physical injury.
Just take cover.
Okay. She's a good pilot, everyone. Very good. She's very good.
And friendship.
Aww.
New episodes of Looters out every Tuesday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Previously on Dungeons & Dragons.
Well, I think sometimes letting others go forward and doing all the action and staying on the sidelines is like one of the bravest things you can do. I'm just saying.
That is an interesting position.
Oh, you're bringing in a real energy with you, aren't you?
Hey, Madma.
Hey.
You tired, hey, buddy?
Yeah, the sun's going down. So...
Time for Madamar's last ride.
Why are you comparing him to the Hulk?
No. You don't know Madamar.
Oh, God.
You overhear conversations of, like, large battles happening in Bahamut's name.
Are any of those battles, like, that they're talking about, like, recognizable?
A battle that sounds reminiscent to you, that it was relatively close to the point when portals started to open.
As we walk up, Sully looks to his left and sees a take a number ticket dispenser. All right. And he pulls out a number from it, and it's number, like, I don't know, 4,175.
You see out in the sky a number illuminated, and it says number 75.
Oh, my God.
Welcome to Dungeons & Dragons. I'm your Dungeon Master, Russ Moore. He, him. Also with me today is Tom Laird.
Russ, I hit record after you started talking, so good luck syncing this up. He, him, and I am playing Moot, I think, who also goes by he, him.
And Amy Moore.
Yep, she, her, and I will be playing Sullivan Slight, he, him.
And Carla Maxted.
She, her, I also hit record just slightly after you started speaking. So Tom and I might sync up, but you guys, it's going to be way, way off. You're welcome. I'll be playing Glim, also she, her.
Hey, Kristen Flemons.
She, her, I think I hit it like a millisecond before you started talking. TBT, playing a Geth, also she, her.
I mean, I did say I'm hitting record. We should all hit record.
No,
then we talk.
I honestly do not think you did.
You didn't say that second part. You said I'm hitting record, and then you hit record on the Zoom. So yeah. I was like, oh, he just meant on the Zoom.
Oh, he was recording the Zoom.
And then he said, and then we can keep. That doesn't mean we have to stop talking about blah, blah, blah.
Exactly.
Blah, blah.
Yeah,
you're right. I did say the second part to that.
Actually, we can check the recording back.
I was going to say, it's so good that Kristen's here for many reasons. One, because it's just one more episode in her regular cast member role. But also, I feel like now Russ can't act like we're trying to gaslight him because she's agreeing with us.
They do a lot.
Neutral third party.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I think I just said third party.
Third party. Yeah. A goth's got this different accent going on now. That
I love it.
She do.
About to meet Bahamut. She's just trying something new. Yeah. You know, you should tell him, be like, oh, I think I've heard of you. Because that's a great thing to say to famous people.
Name kind of rings a bell.
Yeah, Bahamut's being played by Patrick Rothfuss, obviously.
Oh, my God. Wouldn't that be amazing? And also, no. It wouldn't be. I don't think I could stay on a call with
Russ. Add him to the Zoom call. Add him to the Zoom call.
And now our special guest, Patrick Rothfuss.
Would be good casting, though, right? Like the beard, like the look is pretty good.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And that like deep, but mellow vibe.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah, the has a lot of wisdom, mm-hmm. but it's just here to have a good time.
But just like a really cool guy.
Yeah. Well, too bad that's not going to happen.
Pat, well, it's because you didn't return my phone calls, Patrick Rothfuss.
I didn't call you.
But, you know, for the future when he's listening, obviously.
Obviously.
Like, wait a second. Checks his caller ID that scrolls back several years.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
When you are a patron, we call you at our Gookhangs and in the Discord all the time. It happens. Trust me. Come join us at patreon.com/dumbdragoncast, where you also get an episode dedicated to you, like today's patron, Fenir the Alehound.
Mm. Oh, Thanks, Fenir the Alehound.
Wow. Fenir the Alehound. Oh, that's good.
I love it.
Good.
That's a great username.
Fenir. It is very good. Alehound is, it sounds so classy.
It does.
Thanks, Fenir.
Thanks, Fenir.
And now, after you've joined us, and see how many times we call you. So many. Actually,
also,
so many.
We're going to apologize in advance
for how many
it's
gonna
times. It's going to be borderline stalking.
Yeah.
That's on us.
Anyways, fuck it. Let's play. You're looking up at the number in the sky that previously said 7, kink, and it ticks over to 8.
So, do we got to just like wait here for him? Wait, am I in this group?
Yes.
Yep. You're saying in this group.
You are.
How did I get here?
Portals? I don't know.
Any idea, Glim, on how long this is going to take?
I mean, I don't know. Baja Maniacs, we don't really do the like, we want people to feel like welcome. We don't do the number thing. And also, like, time's a little bit of the essence. I know it's Bahamut, and like, I don't want to be rude, but also, we do need to save the world.
Well, yeah, hold on a second. Maybe this is just a joke, right? Like, he's like
he's right there.
He's like right over there.
And there's no line. And I look around and there's nobody there, is there?
Where is number 8?
It doesn't look like there's an 8.
No. And when it switched from 7 to 8, nobody left.
Maybe it's prayers. And he's dealing like in his psyche with people down on Toril.
Oh.
Well, in that case, I feel really bad.
Not just a pretty face, huh?
I feel really bad, like, interrupting him and stuff if he's, like, astro-projecting and stuff.
Yeah, but also I feel like he must, like, I feel bad because I've taken up, like, a lot. Like, guys, I mean a lot of his time. If what he's doing, like, if when I'm praying and, like, communing with Bahamut, he's up here and he's, like, actually has to, because, like, we're talking.
In real time.
Yeah, because, you know.
Wait, could you try doing that right now?
Oh, and, like, see if it, like.
Yeah, maybe that'll, like, cut through the number system.
Okay. I mean, this is a little embarrassing. I bet you guys are going to be totally surprised. But I actually, when I'm working out, actually really commune with him a lot. So
that does not surprise me.
No, totally. I hear you. You sometimes do it out loud.
So I'm doing some push-ups now. And I'm really, like, concentrating. And they're cool push-ups. Like, you know, like, one hand and then, like, clap once.
Yeah,
and, like,
sure. Yeah,
one hand behind your back. Stuff.
And, like, Sully goes and sits on one of your shoulders and you just keep going. Yep.
And kind of like those ones I keep seeing on the internet that I don't understand where someone just lifts up their whole body. Like, no feet touching the ground, just, like, a plank, but they lift themselves. Anyway, Glim's doing that.
Then do they lower themselves? Is mm-hmm. that a thing?
What? Is that a dog that you saw doing that? Because I've seen that video.
Anyway, are the numbers changing? Because I am really communing hard.
I'm curious about, like, the fitness TikToks that Carla is following.
Yeah, I don't know how I'm seeing this, but
Carla's
I've seen
TikTok,
a few of them. I'm not
by
on
the
TikTok.
Way.
But I've seen a number of them. One of kids, like, on a desk? Maybe they're just tricks and I'm old and dumb. This is 100% possible, but there's one where a kid's on a desk and he like lifts himself up and then just on his arms.
Push-ups.
So the number isn't changing, but everybody else you see as Glim is just really crushing it on all of these hard workouts. Bahamut like stretches, gets up out of the hammock, and there's like cracks all throughout. It sounds awful, but it looks like it feels really
probably
good.
Probably feels so good.
Yeah. He stands up and kind of looks over and like, scratches his back. Slowly walks across, kind of pokes the fire a little bit as Glim is still like going hardcore, and makes his way over and is just standing watching.
I'm crisscross applesauce on Glim's back at this moment, I think.
So is it changing? Is the number changing? I'm really trying to talk to him so hard, you guys.
The number is not changing.
Oh.
But, I mean, like, he's, like, watching you and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God. What? What? And I, like, flip over. And, oh, God, I'm sorry, Sully. I just, okay.
Deep breaths. You're fine.
I'm just going to sit down. Okay.
Yeah, no,
everything's
fine.
Yeah,
I'm all right.
Everything's,
I'm okay.
Yeah, no, you're doing a great job. You're really, all right. Yeah.
Okay.
Hi, Glim.
Hi. Hey, I didn't see you there.
Good to see you.
How are you?
Oh, I was just having a nap over there. I put up my do not disturb numbers. And
Yeah,
cuz there's some real like go get them attitudes that come up here, and you just got to just really cut through that. When they see a big number, they get confused and they walk back down and spend money at the gift shop.
Oh, yeah. I think we saw some of those bros down there.
Yeah, we did.
It was
see.
A trick.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good trick. It's a really, really good trick.
Now, how many people come up here and then, like, manically do push-ups until you notice them?
Oh, this is a first.
Glenn,
did you hear that?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And who even knows how old I am? No one has come up here to my hut and done push-ups right outside. As I was having a nap.
Cool. Like,
was it the grunting that woke you up? Or?
Yeah, it was like, what's happening? Somebody hurt?
Or the clapping?
Yeah, the clapping too. That was good. It's good, like upper body strength there.
Okay,
hi.
Hi. Okay, so Moot was supposed to do this, but maybe I'll just go and like Moot maybe stop me if I get a little bit too crazy. But
sure,
okay,
yeah.
Bahamut, you know how I like have a destiny to save the world, and like these guys are also part of that destiny, and that needs to happen now.
Okay, well, let's go get a drink and we'll talk about it, and then we'll see what we can do, right? He gives Agatha a look and like a little bump on the shoulder. You get it, let's go.
Oh,
he starts walking down,
punch him back on the shoulder.
All right, come on, keep up.
He doesn't seem very concerned about
what do you think he likes to drink.
Coconut water.
Oh.
Mm, yep, that tracks.
I think you're right. I think you're probably right.
Do you think he's not really worried about it because it's actually not, like, happening very soon, although we know it is? Or is it just that he's so old and not, like, in an old guy kind of way, but just, like, nothing seems urgent anymore because it's all been done and he's, like, a billion years old?
I feel like these things could be combined.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, everybody, keep up. Me and Bahamut are buying first round.
Should she be touching his ass like that?
Real firm and supple.
I mean, if he says it's fine, then I guess it's he is, you know, they're both consenting, so.
Hi. I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Strange happenings are occurring in the world of Exandria. Slayed creatures and beasts from days of yore are returning to the land of the living, and it's up to a band of unlikely heroes to re-slay them. Welcome to the Re-Slayer's Take.
Join Jasmine Bular, Jasmine Chung, Jasper Cartwright, and Caroline Lux alongside Game Masters Nick Williams and me, George Primavera, in this Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition role-playing adventure through Critical Role's fantasy world of Exandria. But don't worry, you won't need to know the rules to follow this story. All you need to know is that nothing the players do is scripted or planned, and their fates are determined by their own cleverness and the roll of a 20-sided die.
So what the heck are you waiting for? Adventure awaits in the Re-Slayer's Take.
New episodes drop weekly on Mondays wherever you stream your podcasts.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
We cut ahead to the most devout bar and grill. You're all seated, like, just along the bar, all facing the same way.
Oh, really? He doesn't have, like, his own VIP table?
No, he's of, he's of the people.
He is of the people. Okay. Hey.
All right. Yeah. I like him.
That's what got you. Like, let's, I wasn't really sure about this Bahamut guy.
He's kind of wishy-washy on him, but
he,
like,
sits at the bench, you know? He's a banquet seat kind of guy. He can get on for it.
It takes a minute to kind of get to that position because everybody, like, swarms him as soon as he comes in. He's just, yeah, it's all right. It's all right. I bestow the power upon you. You're going to be real cool. Yeah, don't trip, and you'll be fine. And he makes his way to the bar. All right. You tell me what I should order, and then we'll talk about your end of the world.
Oh, it's not just our end of the world.
Well, everybody has an end of the world. That's why they come up here. It's like, oh, something big's going to happen.
Oh, I mean, I don't want to tell you your business, but I think I have to tell you your business in that Celestia and you
and me
are involved in this particular end of the world. This
isn't like a kidnapped.
Oh, wait, I do the end of the world?
No, you get kidnapped.
If you come to kill me?
No.
How could you say that?
Oh, Glim, calm down.
Excuse me. Sorry.
All right, Glim.
Well, it's okay.
First day for push-ups outside my abode. Maybe someone's coming up.
You're right. You don't...
You've got a weird vibe about you, he points to Moot. He's like, you got something going on here.
It's where his thoughts live.
Well, I mean, there's a lot going on everywhere, to be fair.
Yeah. Yeah. For those playing the home game, I was just moving my hand around my face and, like, upper body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, did you hear when they said you're going to get kidnapped?
No.
Yeah, I said that, but then everybody talked over me. But I think that's important for you to know, you know, like, keep your eyes peeled.
All right. I'll keep my head on a swivel, keep my eyes peeled. And then the end of the world's good as long as I don't get kidnapped?
No.
Well, no.
All of the gods.
Oh.
Are kidnapped. All of the gods are imprisoned. This is not just our end of the world or yours and Celestia's. This is all of it. All the planes. All the worlds.
Let's do a persuasion. Yeah, you order, and then we'll do a persuasion roll. Everybody's trying to accomplish the same thing, so maybe a group persuasion roll. So
I think I should not have.
I've got a plus 14 in persuasion, you guys. Yeah. It's gonna be fine.
Yeah, everybody
I just rolled a one.
No.
But you're a halfling, so you get to roll it again. It's
Thank
fine.
Thank you.
Oh my God.
I forgot about that. It's a 9.
Yeah. Plus
14, but it could have been so much better.
So I have a plus 10, so mine's a 29.
Okay. Yeah, and I have a 28.
I have
My
a 3.
God. I'm over here just like...
Well, Agoth was the last one talking, so...
How's your intimidation, Agoth? Are you
better?
Are you threatening?
That's right.
No, it's actually no better than me.
Oh. Agoth is big, not scary.
Yeah.
I
could do some good animal handling.
Okay. End of the world. Look, he waves his hand, and then his canaries come down to his shoulders. They just go check it out. See, make sure that Celestia, he looks at you and nods, is not going to end.
Oh,
right?
Okay. They get kidnapped too.
Oh, yeah, your birds. We end up with your birds.
Okay, go out in pairs. Buddy system. Hold each other's wings. And then come on back and report.
We watch them awkwardly try to fly away whilst holding on to each other's wings.
Okay, so they're going to go do a little circle, and then they'll come back, and there's a little bug here, and then we'll just be able to settle this. So have you ordered yet there, Sully?
Oh, yeah. So I got you a coconut water and some fire breath whiskey. Because I wasn't sure, so I went complete opposite ends of the spectrum. And then I got some potatoes.
Well, the potatoes are good. There's a new franchise that just opened up, and there's the kitchen portion.
Potatoes.
Exactly.
The prices seem more reasonable. There are no prices on here. Is that like a scam?
Oh, no, it's like market price.
So it's like a scam.
So it's a scam.
All right. Sounds like a kind of a scam.
Again, there's a lot of people who come up here not wanting the right thing, saying that there's an end of the war. I mean, not that you're saying that.
You sent us here to say it.
I sent you.
I know, this is...
Yeah.
Who can explain this in a way that won't be emotional? Because I don't think that's me.
Yeah, you're real mad right now.
But there's like...
Some passion
in your mind. There's like time... And kidnapping, and all of the world losing magic, and the end of the world, and everyone dying, and, like, somebody...
I mean, that's pretty good, like, broad strokes.
Yeah. How about you each give it a go, and we'll just see how it goes.
I'll start. So there was a time that I met you, and you were getting a little older, and we cut ahead, and so that's when we're gonna fuck.
Why did we let her talk for so long?
We shouldn't have let her go first.
We all just
did I not get the main points?
I mean, well, no.
You sort of had quite a specific focus, like quite a sexual sort of focus.
Quite aggressive.
But it was not emotional. It was all business.
That is true.
Yeah, I mean.
You definitely lived up to that aspect.
That is true.
Loving you wouldn't be tender.
Nope.
I guess I'll give it a bit of a go. So we're from the future. Because some shit went down. There's this really bad dude named Orcus. No, I'm going to frame this like Glim does. So there's this really bad dude named Orcus. And he shows up and starts taking all the gods out of the realm. And then eventually comes for you. And y'all get spirited away to like this fancy god jail. And basically he has the run of the place while you're all gone. Takes all the life from everywhere in the world. We fled to the Cat Island. Mastika?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, and where there was still, the cat god was still there, so it was still relatively protected. But of course, being the last place in the world that was like that, it was a beacon for that really, really evil dude Orcus and his forces. And, they all showed up, and then we traveled back in time to here, to prevent that from happening.
Oh,
with your blessing, because you were in the future after we rescued you.
Yeah, I was gonna say, we did rescue you, and then you helped to portal several of us to different places in time to try to, stop it before it starts.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. Did I show you the cool fist bump? Like, the one thing that's like, Bahamut sent you, here's the fist bump to get in the door and prove that the end of the world's out.
No, sir, you had just woken up from, like, a coma.
Well, that doesn't sound very cool.
Well, I mean, you did look badass in that, like, gown that they put you in.
One of the checkered ones with, like, the opening at the back?
Yeah, it was definitely open at the back.
Mm.
Can I pull out my book? you know, my Bahamut book where he... Like,
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't... I feel like if there was, like, a fist bump, I would definitely know it. So, right, guys? Yeah. Like, there's no way
if someone knew it. Yeah.
That's crazy. So, I do have this book.
Very cool book. Familiar. I've written things in that book, haven't I?
Yeah, so... Yeah. I flip back to the last entry.
God, is this a Don't Meet Your Heroes? He, like, doesn't remember writing the book. He's like...
Good thing I already met him, and the him in the future was great.
That's
totally lived up to expectations. So this is fine. I can't remember what the last thing in the book was. Was it something that could actually be helpful here?
There was a don't come to Celestia thing.
Whoops.
So we don't follow instructions well.
He looks at your book and pulls out a book that looks the same from his robe. Oh, it's got a couple entries that don't line up.
Like, because they're in the future? Like, you don't have them in your version yet because you haven't written them yet because we came from the future?
That one there seems kind of, like, erratic, though. Like, that doesn't line up with all my... I practice calligraphy so that the message is clear.
You do have very nice penmanship.
And artistic, so that if it's sold on the open market later, like... Like, there's some value to it. It's not like somebody just scratched it and is like, Bahamut wrote this.
I realize Bahamut was such a capitalist.
I know, it's
disappointing. Wait, Glim, can you show him where he stops answering you in the book?
Oh, yes. Okay, see, okay. So I flip back, and it's like, you're right. Look at this, everyone. Beautiful penmanship. So
I mean, it really is stunning.
So, and you can kind of see... And this probably aligns with yours, I assume. Like, you write in yours, and it shows up in mine. So and good. Then
he's got a goth looking, along. Like, following over his shoulder, too.
And then, see, we get here.
Mm.
And then that's it.
Yeah.
You just stop.
Right there.
As Agoth is looking over his shoulder, like, are these entries dated? Is there a way to be, like, that's... A week from now, that's 2 days from now. Because I know last episode there was that battle that we figured out happened right before the kidnapping-ish. That was like a couple days ago. So is there a time point pinpointable thing in there?
What kind of things is Bahamut writing in your book, Glim?
You up?
ASL.
New book, who dis?
Yeah. Have a cool summer.
It's been great getting to know you. We should stay in touch.
Yeah, no, more like... I think more like a fortune cookie-esque sort of, or like horoscope-esque little small paragraphs that that do apply, but kind of, you know, say you weren't the most devout person like Glim is.
Right.
You might be a little vague.
It's a little vague. It could kind of apply to almost.
So one of them in there anyone. Is like, a short stranger will soon enter your life with blessings to share.
Yes. And then you met Flamekins.
Or exactly. Sally.
If you feel you are right, stand firmly by your convictions.
Exactly. Things like that, like important, sort of very direct to Glim, important sentiments from her god.
Well, here this one says, serious trouble will bypass you.
Well,
I don't think it's talking about the end of the world.
I mean, if I can acknowledge at this point in my life that I have had a very privileged existence and a lot of trouble did bypass me.
Hey, you did spend some time in prison.
But I think I've grown in the past, you know, many years since the end of the world. And, no one's privileged anymore. Bahamut, whole world dead. Armies of the undead taking over the world. No magic, no green trees, no, just nothing. Just misery.
I had an eye before this.
Sully used to have an
both
eye.
Hands.
I too, I still have one.
This
and that's my
like,
fault.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
So,
I mean, I don't hold it against you,
okay.
though.
Okay. So the canaries will probably be back soon.
Sure they will.
From outside the most devout bar and grill, you hear just like this whimpering call.
Hey. Hey, guy. Hey, everybody.
What? Can I? Somebody get me out of this net? Moon?
Is that Matamar?
A goth?
Oh! Oh!
Oh, shit!
Oh, no!
Oh, sorry. Oh, okay.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, it's my fault. I got so distracted. Oh,
how'd you get down here?
I'm a little caught up in the net.
Yeah,
I'll
go get him. And I guess we need like a tonic or...
Yeah, don't take him out of the net, though.
Also, mind flayers. That seems...
A lot of mind.
Yeah.
We probably should have led with that.
Oh, yeah, legit like in Celestia now.
We were sort of focusing on the forest and not the trees, ironically, this time. So the trees are that there are mind flayers on Celestia right now. In fact, in our friend's brain, now. No. I mean, just...
Can you fix his brain?
You can...
Yes,
you
there
can
is.
Just,
bring him over. Like,
you'll
mind
see
flayers aren't supposed to be here. We had an arrangement.
Yeah, they're knocking out
don't.
whole clans. I mean, it's...
He might be the last... Sorry, Madama. He might be the last one of his kind.
I could be very well be. I've been asleep for a long time, it feels like. Hold on. He kind of looks him over. And it looks like this one's, it's fine. Look the other way. Puts his hand up to Matamar, and it's like, no, everybody else look away. It's going to be gross.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, I want to see. Yeah.
Okay.
Can I look?
Okay. Yeah, anybody who chooses to look, he... reaches his hand like in front of Matamar's face. He's like, just breathe deep and up his nose, reaches in and pulls out this long tadpole. Like it just keeps coming out. And it's got these little wriggling legs as it's being pulled out. And there's this glow that's around it, presumably that Bahamut is putting energy in so that it's not like tearing the brain apart as it's being unraveled. Keeps pulling and pulling, and then there's this pop. And he holds up the mind flayer tadpole. Well, why didn't you start with that?
Well, this is a middle all about how our live show ended up right now, and I'd like to take a minute just sitting right here talking about how awesome the live show and all of our patrons are. Yeah.
I mean,
beautiful.
Yeah, you did it. It was wonderful.
Thank you.
That was
you
great.
Said the note was live show rap.
Yeah, WRAP.
I didn't look. Like, I only heard you say it. I didn't know.
Wrapping it up. But
I
appreciate
it.
This is better.
Homophone?
This is better. Yeah. We just had a live show to celebrate reaching 100 patrons last week, and boy howdy, was it a blast.
It was
it really was fun.
A lot of awesome patrons were there. Regular cast member Kyle was there, obviously, because he's a regular cast member. And Cicero Holmes was there. It was so funny.
Reprising
Dents, which was
great.
Just
delightful.
Just a delight. Yeah. Kyle, also a delight. You guys... also a delight.
Carla, you're a delight.
Everybody's a delight.
It was so fun. I had a really great time.
And you too can listen to that. But also you as well. Not just the band, you two. Bono doesn't have an exclusive.
You two can listen to it if they become patrons.
If they become patrons.
Yes.
Yep. Because we have the full recording up available now for patrons exclusively over at patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. It will make it to the main feed as an edited episode, but for context, we haven't put out our 90 patron one yet, so it's gonna be a bit before you hear it. So if you want it, come get it.
You can get all that if you're gonna be there. You may as well get all that other good stuff too. Yeah. Like
there's so
that whole other like podcast, basically, and like book club and a bunch of other cool stuff.
Oh, yeah,
so
book club's coming up too.
As you listen to this, or as it's released, tomorrow is our
July
book club.
Come to book club. Just read the book real quick. You'll be fine.
Yeah, if you're a quick reader. Actually, I almost read this all in one day just because it was like pretty darn good and I couldn't really put it down.
Pretty smooth read.
Guys, we're recording this 2 days before book club and I haven't read the book yet. So
get on it, Carla.
You're fine.
I'll be fine. I'm not worried.
Got this.
You can do it.
I've read 10% and it's going to be a quick, fun read. I can tell.
So you could join us too. Patreon.com/dumbdragon.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Tom Dragon cast.
She almost said it. She was so close.
Tom jumped in.
And then I was like, are you jumping in because I'm about to say it wrong? I didn't know.
No, that's my bad.
That's cool. That's cool.
We all know the Patreon, Russ.
Absolutely. I've never second guessed that fact ever.
I don't know. I feel like if you put two options in front of me that were very similar and I had like gun to my head, I might get it wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I just overthink it. But like,
No, this one seems too right. That's obviously the wrong one.
Yeah.
And then that's why you picked the other one, obviously. Yeah. Well, come join us over there. Patreon.com/dumbdragoncast, which I'm only putting one in front of you so that you can go select the right one. and we hope to see you over there. Okay. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Love you.
Why didn't you start with that?
Yeah, in retrospect, we should have started with that.
It's like some pretty tangible evidence that would have been.
Oh, yeah.
In our defense, we sort of forgot Madame Hart was here.
But also, like.
You forgot I was here?
No, no, she's just joking.
There's a lot going on.
There is a whole world outside that is going
to
be.
You're a deep sleeper.
Yeah, oh, that's true, too. Yeah.
That's what everybody at home said, too.
Oh, well,
So, end of the world.
Well, this isn't a good sign. Two canaries come back.
Are they holding wings?
They're holding wings. Yeah. Well, because they were told to go in buddies.
That's right. The buddy system hasn't failed us yet.
They come back rather quickly, land down on the table and are chirping madly. Bahamut looks down at them. Well, these canaries say that there's some wild shit happening at the base of the mountain too. What'd you put in the water?
Oh no.
Oh, we don't know.
We didn't.
Okay, I was just kidding.
Okay.
You know, because you came out the end of the world,
it's so unbelievable.
Like, who would come to Celestia? And then there's this rumble, this earthquake rumble that echoes out through the entire mountain. Whoa.
So if it's like too light to do anything because you wouldn't believe us and make us jump through so many hoops and stuff, it's your fault?
I mean, I take credit for that.
Just in case we're pointing fingers at some point in history.
No, yeah, no, that's fine. Okay, so you've got plans from the future. Everybody?
Yeah, what? Hey, yeah.
What up?
I'm on.
Well, we've got some problems. Maybe just go hang out by the gates, make sure nobody comes in, and Glim and group here are gonna we're gonna strategize and really just see what's going on down at the base of the mountain. Everybody gives a holler and drops their drinks and runs out into the streets. So you came with a game plan.
I mean, you don't get kidnapped.
Okay. Great.
So they want to take you, and all the other gods too, but we're here to stop them.
Oh.
So could you not get kidnapped?
Oh, and also imbue us with some magical, super awesome shit that's gonna make us, like, impervious to harm.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, I mean, if you have something like that.
In case that's something you can just, kind of dole out for a little bit. Doesn't have to be permanent, but I mean, we'd probably do a better job of protecting you, which sounds ridiculous, because I mean, you'd think that you could protect yourself, you're a god, didn't work last time, so.
Well, let's go take a look at the museum, see what we got going on over there.
I love how absolutely insane Russ looks.
I know.
Swatting at an invisible fly.
just grabbing at a.
Just grabbing the air.
I'm very method with my bomb right now. Yeah,
we're sitting at a bar. There's flies. There's fruit flies because of all the bar fruit. It makes perfect sense.
I didn't believe you until I saw the fruit flies. Okay, there's no fruit flies in Celestia.
Shit's breaking down, man.
Yeah.
So about that imperviousness.
Sure. Yeah. He gets up and he's like, "Yeah, come along. We'll see what we got." He walks you next door into the Bahamut Museum. Did you stop in on your way up?
No, sir, we did not.
No, we had that problem with the mind flayers on our way up.
Oh.
And also finding you.
Oh, I was just up at the top.
And also those things that were in that cave?
Mm-hmm.
That's right. We did.
Things that were in the cave.
Like those fish people in the contaminated water.
Right.
And Seems like a lot maybe is going on in Celestia, and it's like pretty busy, so it's maybe hard for you to like keep track of everything.
I'm not picking up on any of it. Like, you know, I'm attuned to the land, and nothing is really coming through.
Oh, maybe someone has put in some psychic blocking, emitting, like some that
they're jamming your signal.
Yes.
The only things that I know that could do that at such a scale would be like a wild group of like elder brains or mind foot. Wait a second.
There we go. We
did kill though a bunch of those mind flayers. So
yeah. Usually, in order to block me out of my own land, though, that would take like several groups of them.
Oh, so there's more nests.
Yeah.
That's what it, yeah. Okay, so in the museum here, you'll see to your left, we have some really cool armor. I got a feeling like it protects you when you get hit. And then there's like this helmet, holds it up, kind of looks like a fit, puts it on Moot's head. Yeah, look, that looks really cool, right? With like
that is pretty
the
cool.
The feathering, the jewel.
How long
encrusted?
Did you train to become a docent?
Well, I hired out for that job. I had more of a feeling than anything else.
Oh, because you are killing.
Yeah, you're doing
Thank
really
you.
Well.
Thank you. Well, if you follow me back to the next room here, we've got spears and slingshots. Apparently, we used to do war with slingshots.
Huh.
Really difficult against Tiamat's army to throw slingshots, but we managed.
Well, you're not supposed to throw the slingshot. You're supposed to throw a rock using the slingshot.
Maybe that's what they did instead. It was a really long time ago.
It wasn't effective, and you want us to use them now?
You said you wanted God-imbued things. I'm showing you God-imbued things.
They are imbued in what way?
Well, I've said this is really cool.
Agath is going to pick up one of the spears and, like, test the weight.
Mm. Yeah, no, it's well-balanced, see? Yeah, it's not. It doesn't go to one side. Even when you put your hand right close to the tip, it holds. It holds true. And you put your hand to the other side, holds true. It's a parallel spear.
Uncanny.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I'll take a slingshot.
Okay. Okay. Very cool. Very cool. You got the helmet. I mean, Glim, you seem pretty like doped out there with all the stuff you've got on, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty set, I think. Is there anything like, well, okay, so I realized when you asked if we had a plan, we didn't really maybe have a great plan, except like get to Bahamut, tell him the world's about to end, save him. So I feel like we're progressing pretty good along that, but I feel like maybe we should figure out what our...
As you're saying that, you hear like screams and like cries of a battle, but it doesn't sound like it's coming from monsters. It sounds like it's coming from the people that he sent running from the bar.
Progressing.
Yeah.
It's not good.
No. So things are really maybe starting to happen. So where can we get you so that... you know,
other people can't get you.
Farnox or whoever is, you know, knock, knock, knocking at the door can't get you.
We don't want them ringing the bell. So let's go up to my hut and we can just like have a little roast and just wait this out.
Like a roast, like Bahamut is so old that like that kind of.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I was thinking like food, but if you got some good stuff, I haven't had a good like grilling in a long time. We cut up to the fire and Glim is standing with a microphone in her hand.
I had to do spoken word poetry. Now it's your turn, Carla.
All right, just lay into me. I can take it.
Oh, no.
She's going to end up being really mean.
So Bahamut is like the best god and everyone thinks he's so all powerful, but then he totally gets kidnapped and the world almost ends. So like, how great is he anyway?
Oh, he almost gets kidnapped.
Yeah, true. It's funny because it's true.
Yeah, yeah.
It is true. It's not that funny. We should maybe...
Oh, yeah, no. Like, they've got it handled down there. You look over.
Well, they're all skewered on those... What do we call them? The scorpion-like ones with the long trident tails and the eyes that have fallen out of them?
What the fuck? Have we ever seen those before?
Well, I mean, it did a few times. Because they came from the darkest timeline.
Yeah. Okay, we definitely fought those guys, remember? And then... I mean, we lost like 10 people. They're really bad. They're really
big too.
They're big. And do you remember the smell? Like it's sort of like a...
like burning like hair.
Yes. Like and burning fought. Hair.
But fishy.
Yes. Yeah. An odd pescatarian aroma.
And what the poison does to the victims? Ugh.
Melting them from that. They're always covered in the goo of people they stabbed with the stupid tail.
Yeah.
Foley of horrific screaming coming from the background.
So you're cool to just let them do that? Don't they got handled, Bahamut?
Well, it's sounding less and less.
Like, usually what would happen in this sort of situation is that, like, you know, hero slash adventurer slash world savers, like, us would help or do something. But really, you need to be our focus, so...
Okay.
Do you have like a super secret hideout that like literally no one knows about?
Yeah. Yeah.
It can't be that hammock over there. Because we all know about it.
Yeah.
Oh. No. Then no is the answer. I brought you up here because I thought we were going to roast some weenies. We ended up... with a good like that
well,
was
I
like
think
a,
that did happen
that was like
too,
a,
sir.
25 minutes of just straight continuous like just solid material, Glim.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you, Agoth. You too. That was that one about me having a bad haircut was really hit me deep.
It was unexpected and very funny, Agoth.
I expect more from the Pantheon in fashion.
Hey, how do we know this guy's even Bahamut? Has he done anything miraculous? Turn into a dragon.
Okay. I can do that.
No, don't. Guys.
Okay.
Listen.
I won't.
I don't. At this point, it's like, all these guys are dying down here. I can totally see how this guy got captured because he literally just sat and waited for it. No offense. Wait, are we still roasting? Offense. So,
Good one, Sully.
Maybe we...
Do we need...
We're here. We're up on top of a hill.
Are you suggesting we kidnap Bahamut instead of letting the bad guys kidnap him?
Yeah, let's like fucking get him out of here.
Yeah, like, I agree. Can we go?
Hey, can you portal us out of here, please, as well as yourself?
Oh,
you did it when you were on your deathbed.
That's true.
I mean, that is true.
That sounds like a new addition. If you came from the future, maybe I learned that in the ways of...
Well,
sounds
you were
like
kidnapped?
Maybe there was like
you're
a gem that was involved in that equation.
Can gods get knocked out? Can we just knock him out, put him in a sack, and then just like, I don't
We've
know.
We've got that net Madamar was in.
Okay, so we got to get out of here.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know what my voice sounds like.
Okay. He goes and stands out over the scene, which he hadn't really gone and looked at. Everybody else did. And he sees like this roiling blackness coming up the hill. All these paladins and clerics like disappearing into it, screaming as they're being brought down into it. You see now coming up from inside of it, golden and silver dragons coming up and being attacked by all these vrocks. And hideous, like, bat-like creatures that are just, like, tearing them apart and pulling them back down.
Thoughts?
I think we waited too long.
Oh, my God.
Dungeons & Dragons, Season 2, Episode 129, starring Amy Moore as Sully, Carla Maxted as Glim, Tom Laird as Moot, with Kristen Flemons as Agoth, and Russ Moore as your Dungeon Master. Production and sound design by Russ Moore. This episode featured music from Epidemic Sound, Artlist, and Kevin MacLeod, and sound effects from Epidemic Sound, Boom Library, and Sound Ideas. A huge thank you to our supporting producers, Gabriel Lynch, Jessica Babiak, Kat Waterflame, Jacob Madden, Christian Brown, Craig Zeiss, Aaron Stevens, Derelith, Perry Matey, L.A. Branton, Nathaniel Teeter, and Nicholas Cooper. Help us reach our next goal of 115 patrons, where we'll release in-character positive affirmations directly to our patrons, as well as on our TikTok. Yeah, we're on TikTok too. Join us today at patreon.com/dumbdragoncast and find us on Facebook and Twitter and TikTok. Link is in the description. Thank you for listening. Have a great week. We'll talk again soon.
Wait for it.
I know, I'm trying to,
Oh, that's Mazteca. Back further.
Yeah, I'm also in Mazteca. Uh-oh. Guys, it was in my other notebook, so I got nothing.
Shit.
Well, it says...
I love back that in I've here. Just ruined this for us.
No, I'm pretty sure, because that was... After that... After the half-Manzoukas party... Super Babies, Soul Bridge Gym.
This is like reading through my notes.
I know.
Wake Up, Underwater Vessel. Yeah. That was before
Kraken.
That.
It was before that Kraken stuff, right?
Yeah. Flint.
That's where my
dream
notes go to.
Sequence Sewer Ducks.
There's a new patron level. You just want to hear Russ try to read through his notes from previous episodes.
This is where we were planning the big babies. I don't think
we are the babies. Just in case. Yeah. Kristen looks really confused. We're the super babies. We're the big babies.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, right.
Out of context. Yeah. Seems like we just have a weird side quest and some fascination with babies.
Oh, here we go. Opalite and the King in Mazteca.
Well, that page just has a title with death at the top. That's not...
Oh.
Yeah, that's odd. Rules boy. I don't think this ever happened.
Listeners.
I know, right?
You know what that book said.
Anyways.
It's too late now, but just let us know.
We can go with the, we can edit back in with whatever.
You should see how many different ways I've spelled Mazteca in my notes. It's pretty
M-A-Z-T-I-C-A or T-I-K-A.
There anyways, you is.
All good. It's too long.
Well, I mean, it did a few times. Because they came from the darkest timeline. You've got 10 years of history we can fill in the next 20 minutes.
I'm sorry. I thought you were harkening back to something we like fought with
that
the mind flayers.
I know,
and I was like,
too.
I don't recall. I didn't know you were just making up shit. That's okay.
This
I can
is
make
the
up
entire
shit
episode that I'm just making up shit.
Okay. No,
I'm no-budding this entire episode.
Sometimes we don't know if we're supposed to remember a thing or make up a thing.
That's right.
Yeah.
We're totally happy to make up a thing.
Yes, I just didn't know that's what we were doing. Okay.
Dungeons & Dragons is a Dumb Dragons production.
The Fable & Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Dum Dums and Dice would like to welcome you to the grim darkness of the 41st millennium in the Valentine Heresy, an actual play podcast set in the Genesis adaptation of Warhammer 40,000's Dark Heresy RPG. Newly promoted Inquisitor Lucius Valentine has received visions of the death of the immortal God Emperor. With few options before him, he teams up with hive-bred criminal siblings Lyric and Alto. Together, they must defeat a cabal of shadowy foes to save the Emperor and the Imperium. Can this trio of unlikely heroes survive in a galaxy where there is only war?
The Emperor is going to die in a year. My job is to make sure the Emperor doesn't die. Because if the Emperor dies, the Astronomicon goes out. And the only thing keeping the Imperium alive is the fact that we have a very large navy and a very large army and space marines, and they shoot everyone. It's delightful. Praise the Emperor. Thanks for that. But if the Astronomicon goes out, we have no navy, we have no ability to defend ourselves, and the Xenos and Chaos will overrun us instantly because there will be no defense.
So every planet will turn out like Galen's Glory?
And that would be the best case scenario, which is why we need to keep the Emperor on his throne.
I spit in my palm and put my hand out for a handshake.
Am I supposed to do something in return? Is this, I'm sorry, I just don't know what this is.
Alto's like, yeah, like this. He spits in his hand and puts it out towards you as well.
Then I spit in both palms and shake their hands separately.
We have an inquisitorial band.
Warhammer 40,000, The Valentine Heresy. Available now.